Netanyahu confirms Israel acted alone in attack on Iran's South Pars gas field. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 19, 2026. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed that Israel acted alone and that President Donald Trump had asked Israel to hold off on future attacks after Israel attacked Iran's South Pars gas field. During a press conference on Thursday, Netanyahu poked fun at online rumors that he was dead, stating that he was alive. Netanyahu also gave an update on Operation Roaring Lion, explaining that both Israel and the United States were acting together in Iran with great determination. Netanyahu responded to a question from a reporter who stated that Trump did not like the Israeli strike on the Iranian gas fields, and asked if Trump was aware of Israel striking the gas field. "Well, I'll say two things. Fact number one, Israel acted alone," Netanyahu answered, referring to the news that Israel had launched airstrikes on Iran's South Pars gas field. "Fact number two, President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks." Netanyahu's comments came after Trump took to Truth Social to reveal that Israel had violently lashed out at a major facility known as South Pars gas field in Iran. In his post, Trump clarified that the U.S. knew nothing about this particular attack, and that Qatar was in no way, shape, or form involved with it. Unfortunately, Iran did not know this, or any of the pertinent facts pertaining to the South Pars attack, and unjustifiably and unfairly attacked a portion of Qatar's LNG gas facility, Trump added. The president continued, "No more attacks will be made by Israel pertaining to this extremely important and valuable South Pars field unless Iran unwisely decides to attack a very innocent, in this case, Qatar, in which instance the United States of America, with or without the help or consent of Israel, will massively blow up the entirety of the South Pars gas field at an amount of strength and power than Iran has never seen or witnessed before." The South Pars gas field, which is part of the largest gas field in the world, is also shared between Qatar and Iran, according to the New York Times. Israeli analysts suggested that Israel's strike on the gas field may have been intended as a warning message to the Iranian government to stop blocking the Strait of Hormuz, and that Israel can inflict much more damage on Iran, according to the outlet.